let's move a little bit, is it sort of west of Stanley Park, I suppose, if you're standing with the compass, and head up to Anfield and see the smiling faces up there at the moment. I'm delighted to be joined by a regular contributor to the show, Joel Rabinovich. Joel, Liverpool fans a little bit happier than Everton fans this afternoon.
Yeah, very much, I should think so, especially after last night, just continuing the momentum, really. Kind of developed a habit right in recent seasons of struggling against these lower league sides, often like away from home in the League Cup and the FA Cup. And it's just nice for a change this season to be kind of beating them comprehensively without any worries at all. It's the same at Burton, 1-5-0 there. And again, these are Championship sides, so it's no easy task to go there and do that. And again, last night was as comfortable as it comes, really. So very much looking good.
Yeah, the looking good is one thing, but like we spoke to Jim Boardman from the Mirror about yesterday, it is the consistency in getting rid of the mistakes. Now, last evening, as per usual in a Premier League standard or Championship standard football match, there are going to be mistakes. Let's start with the number one, Mr. Karius. He had probably one Mignolet-esque flap throughout the game, but he looked assured, didn't he?
Yeah, he did look good. I think, to be honest, if he hadn't broken his hand in pre-season, he probably would have started the season as number one. So that was quite unfortunate for him. Mignolet's done all right so far this season, but I think all of us will look forward to seeing Karius make his first start last night. And yeah, I was generally impressed. It was a bit of a mixed bag. Obviously, you mentioned he had that one missed punch in the second half, but I think generally he's a completely different kind of goalkeeper. He's starting position was way, way further up the field, and he looked really confident on the ball, just kind of playing nice passes out from the back, and just, yeah, he just gives an aura of confidence, which I don't really feel from Mignolet, so it'll be really interesting to see what happens against Hull this weekend, because I think Klopp's got quite a tough call to make there.
Joel, why does this happen? When did this happen? When did we start thinking about goalkeepers who could play with their feet? Is Manuel Neuer to blame, is he? Because everybody seems to want a goalkeeper who can come out with his feet now.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of more of a new trend, I think. And I think it's not all about playing out from the back. And that's something that I was quite pleased with last night. When he had time, he was picking the right passes out to mainly the fullbacks. But when he was being closed down, he was under pressure. He wasn't to put his foot through it and kind of knock it long if he had to. But I think that is an important part of the way Klopp wants us to play. I think we kind of do that at all costs. And I think sometimes you do need to get rid and go long. But obviously, you saw in the Leicester game, trying too hard to play out from the back with Mignolet and Lucas to that Vardy goal. So, yeah, generally it's the way Klopp wants us to play, but there will be errors if we do that.
What about Mr. Moreno settling back in the side, looking a little bit different with a stupid haircut? But I'll reserve him a little bit of judgment for that. He wasn't that bad last night. Looked a bit more assured, and you know, he and Milner having two options at left backs almost seems sensible now.
Yeah, I think he looked good. I mean, I was one of many Liverpool fans who was desperate to see a new left back come in. Couldn't really understand how we were going to go into the season with Milner as our first choice, but so far he's been good. He's been solid every game, pretty much. It's just kind of strange to see Moreno very much now as the kind of backup option. I thought he did well last night. He didn't have a huge amount of defending to do. But going forward, he was really positive, linked well, had a few nice dribbles on the ball. That's good to see, because he's not one that Klopp's going to be ready to kind of cast off yet. I think that's obviously why we've kept him to this point. So when he does get the chance to play, it's nice to see him put a good performance in like that.
Another defender who had a good performance last night, Ragnar Klavan, gets his first goal in a Liverpool shirt. It is always great to start your account with a new club, and probably 9 times out of 10 it's a goal like that. It just pops up and you just swing your leg at it, and you know, he was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was a good finish. Kind of, they should have cleared that corner much better than they did, but it was, yeah, kind of an instinctive one, really just dropped to him and he's swiped at it, and it was good because we had a lot of possession up until that point, but Derby were looking fairly solid at the back, so it was kind of nice to get that break, and then from that point, really, it flowed a lot better. So, yeah, really good for him in general. He looks solid again.
How did he do overall, do you think?
Ragnar Klavan?
Yeah.
I was really impressed with him in pre-season. He started off very well. Looked a little bit shaky in our first couple of games when he started against Arsenal and Burnley. So I think he very much is back up. Lovren and Matip were quite clearly first choice there. But in terms of a third or fourth choice centre back, I think he's pretty much ideal. Very experienced, really calm on the ball, and just he's a very solid option to have. I'm glad we brought him in.
Superb to see the two Brazilian front men teaming up again. I always find it baffling when Brazil names a World Cup squad or a squad for the Copa America and they don't pick Firmino and Coutinho because they link up so well in club football. I don't think Brazil always recognises that.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, like, from a Liverpool perspective, I'm not too fussed if they don't get picked for Brazil because it's good for us if they're fit and fresh. But yeah, they were brilliant again last night. Obviously, Firmino coming back after that small groin injury, so he missed the Chelsea game. But yeah, those two were just on another level, really, like a class above everyone else on the pitch. I think they both knew it. A few times in the first half, Firmino was just having a laugh, really, like nutmegging players for fun. And then all came together with that second goal. Lovely 1-2 from Firmino to Coutinho. And yeah, they were both great. And I think it's actually the first time, it sounds kind of crazy saying it, but Coutinho in particular, I think, is not necessarily a guaranteed starter, especially at the weekend. I think Firmino is pretty much nailed on. But that front three that played against Leicester of Mane, Sturridge and Firmino looked probably our best attacking trio. So unless Klopp goes back to Firmino playing in that false nine role up front or perhaps drops Coutinho into midfield, it's a good position to be in because having a player of his cause, not as a nailed-on starter, it's obviously a good thing. But yeah, they're both on fire last night. So
one thing from watching Everton last night and hearing the Everton fans talking about the lack of creativity and the lack of energy on the field, it was the polar opposite to what happened between Liverpool and Derby last night. The intensity levels, despite the fact he brought in players like, as we said, Divock Origi, Danny Ings come on quite late, Moreno was back in the squad, a new goalkeeper. The pressing, again, is at another level, and Derby, or indeed some of the other teams have played this season, aren't able to cope with it.
Yeah, no, it's really good to see, and I think that something I noticed last night, I mean, Klopp was able to make seven changes from a team who started against Chelsea, and yet the way we played was pretty much identical, and that's probably one of the most pleasing things to come out of this start of the season, that we've got this way of playing now, very clear identity and style of football. Which clearly the players all know perfectly well. Klopp's drilled it in. And so regardless of whichever players he picks, even if they're kind of more fringe players like a few of the ones we saw last night, they come in, they know exactly what their role is. So even you've got Grujic, who's only ever played in the Serbian League, comes in for his first start last night. And he looked really good. He knew exactly what he was doing. It was the same for a lot of the other guys who haven't played much this season. I thought Origi had a good game up front. He started the season quite slowly compared to how he ended off last season. Lucas looked good in midfield. It's just nice to see that we have that depth that we can make these amount of changes and there's not really a drop in quality.
And what about Ings, who come in? We discussed him on the show yesterday that he could be potentially one of those players who comes in towards the mid to tail end of the season. He's fit, flying, ready to go when Liverpool are having that little dip that every single Premier League side has. How did he get on in this sort of, what did he get, 28 minutes last night?
Yeah, he came off the last half hour or so. He played more down the left than a proper striker, really. He looked pretty sharp, his usual kind of energetic self, full of running, loads of energy. He's a player I kind of feel a little bit sorry for because obviously he missed all of last season under Klopp, really. So he's done well to make his comeback, but he's just, I think that's the first time he's actually featured in a matchday squad this season, or it's definitely the first time he's got on the pitch for us. And in terms of like his attributes and you know, his work ethic and everything, he's theoretically perfect for Klopp. It's just a question of how he's actually going to get minutes on the pitch.
Slotting him in there somewhere. But listen, yeah. We will let you go now. If you're on Twitter, right, get yourself on to @_LFCJoel. And Joel, I meant to talk to you about this quite a few times, but I never got the opportunity. The FBAs, right? These are the Football Blogging Awards. First of all, can we say a big congratulations? You've been nominated for a Football Blogging Award. Do you need our help? Is this a voting situation? How can we get involved with this?
Yeah, that'd be really helpful if we get any more votes. I haven't done it before, but I'll give it a go this year. Obviously, I've been doing a lot of writing, so it'd be nice to kind of get some recognition for it. So basically, you just go on, it's on my Twitter, I've got a pinned tweet up there, and it's just a link. Click on the link, and it comes out of a tweet. And what you do is post that, and that's it. That's how you vote. So any support would be massively appreciated.
Get yourself on there. Always looking to support our own, whether you're Liverpool supporter, Everton supporter, Tranmere supporter, even further down the road, City of Liverpool FC supporter. If you're blogging, if you're doing any of that, get in touch with us. We're more than happy to read your blogs and see if we can get them as part of the show. And Joel, it's @_LFC Joel. Get on there, have a little look now, and we look forward to hearing from you. Very quickly, before we go to the break, Hull at the weekend at home. Hull are shaking a little bit after their rather steady start. How do you suspect Liverpool do against them?
It's a massive game, really, because we've already got people starting to talk about us as title contenders, and I'm a little bit cautious to kind of go down that route just yet, because I want to see us put away one of the smaller teams quite comfortably. So I would hope, with the recent form we've got, that we'll have no problem doing that at Anfield.
Not a Burnley,
then. If we do get that win, I think then it's time to start getting more excited. But yeah, huge game.
Right, listen, Joel, thank you very much for joining me on Radio City Talk this evening. It's @_LFC Joel. Get on there, give him some support if you like his views. Read some of his views there. He's got some really interesting views, not only about Liverpool, about football in general. Get on, have a look, read his blogs, and see if you can support him on the Football Blog Awards, which he has been nominated for. Delighted to have him on the show, as per usual.